share some global perspectives.
Young voices from around our planet.
Like the colors we bring, like colored flags on a string. I like the ways that we're different.
Hi, this is Pavan Raj Gowda from California, USA, and I'm very excited to report to you on another interesting topic today. Recycling is something that everyone must understand and practice every day, yet it seems to be very challenging. So my guest today, Mr. Adan Alonzo, the operations manager at our city's Fremont Recycling and Transfer Station, has graciously accepted to help us have a better understanding about recycling. He works tirelessly to improve my city's recycling programs and is very focused on diverting our city's waste away from the landfills. Today, he will also discuss the challenges he is seeing in the recycling efforts, and we will learn how we could improve our recycling habits. So here is Mr. Adan Alonzo. Hi, Adan.
Hi.
So can you please explain what is recycling and why we should take it seriously?
Well, recycling goes back into the early 1900s where the smaller companies started basic recycling of paper in paddy wagons and horse-drawn carriages. So the early companies already had the concept of recycling. But as our country evolved and more proactive approach was taken, not only from companies doing it, but from governments becoming involved, it began to become a need to assure that we have enough airspace in our earth to bury the waste that cannot be recycled. And they noticed that a lot of recyclable materials, such as paper, cardboard, bottles and cans, your basic recyclables, were getting thrown away. To divert that material from the landfills was the key component in the successes of involvement from state and federal governments and from companies being able to implement programs that would help residents such as yourself to understand the particulars of why it's important and how to do it. At first it was somewhat challenging, it somewhat still is, but over time, working together with the companies, the governments, and the residents, they become to an understanding that this is something that we need to do.
Okay. That is good to know. So do you think people understand the importance of recycling?
I believe they do, but there's still the challenge of making them do it. So if they know that they have to put the paper and the cardboard into this one container and their trash in the other container, it sounds very simple. But for some reason, it doesn't get done as effective as I think it should. There are studies that have been done, not only at our facility, but overall in the state, that show that there is still a lot of recycling going into the trash. And that's something that we have to target. And we do that by making sure people know what they're supposed to do through education, through tours, through handouts. So those are things that we try to emphasize.
So wow, looks like we still have a big learning curve. Well, I have seen a lot of awareness initiatives in the recent years. So are people becoming more aware of what items are recyclables, or do you still see a lot of contamination in the recycling bins?
People are becoming more aware based on the items having an end use or a reuse. For example, styrofoam and plastic bags. Where that may have some recyclable end use, a lot of municipalities and companies are implementing ordinances that prohibit styrofoam and plastic bags from the generator point. So the product is not made, you don't have to worry about recycling it. But as individuals become more aware of just when they're drinking a bottle of water, I find it very hard to drink a bottle of water and throw it away. I'm looking for a recycle bin, or I'm trying to, wow, where can I put this? And I'll end up taking it home. So the way the society has evolved the importance of recycling through ordinances, regulations, measures, the emphasis from companies that provide me the service, and just the overall emphasis that society has placed on it, people are becoming aware. They are.
So yes, I agree that there is some improvement, but we still have a lot of room to improve.
Yes.
So can you please explain to us what happens to the recyclables after it reaches the recycle and transfer station?
Yes. When the product gets to our facility, a large truck picks it up from the curbside and gets weighed in at a scale. We weigh everything coming in and everything going out because we have to track the weight of material entering and leaving the facility. The truck gets weighed and sent to a pile to dispose of the material that they picked up from the curbside. So the recyclables will get dumped in the recycle pile. Once the pile is present in our facility, a small equipment called a loader will place the material onto the processing belt. That material that gets conveyed up through machinery, sort lines, conveyor screens, disc screens, anywhere about 20 to 25 employees will sort to separate that material. Now, since this product comes in as a commingled, and commingled means mixed up, there are many employees that have to break up the products by paper, cardboard, metal, bottles, cans. So the material runs through a sort line at a very heavy speed, and these employees are just picking the material that they've identified that they have to separate. Once we have a large amount of source-separated material, it's no longer mixed, it's just one single commodity, the material gets placed on a conveyor belt, which then goes into what we call a baler. A baler is basically a large smashing unit that smashes the material into a nice square cube, and then we tie wires around it to hold the material in place. That material then comes off the baler and gets placed into the warehouse, in which we stage and make inventory to recycle that product to buyers. Now, buyers are the people that buy the material that we separate from the recyclables so they could reuse it again. When they purchase it, it's kind of like a stock market. The highest price, highest bidder gets the material. Once they say, I'm buying all the soda bottles, we get an order. The order then gets entered to our system. We then contact a hauling company who then goes to the Port of Oakland to pick up a shipping overseas container, brings it to the facility. Again, we weigh them in. We load the soda bottles or PET plastic into the container as much as we can. Once the container is full, it goes back to the scale. It gets weighed. We take pictures. We have to put a seal. We do paperwork at the scale house. We generate receipts for tracking purposes. And then that container heads down to the Port of Oakland, where at that point it gets dropped off into the shipping line yard. And then eventually that container will go onto a boat, which eventually that boat will then head towards China. And predominantly the majority of our material is shipped overseas to China. And in about a month and a half, it'll arrive to the destination in China, where it'll get offloaded, transported to the facility where they're going to recycle it. They'll break it down. They'll separate it. They'll use it for their making plastic again, or a bottle of plastic again. And then it comes right back here eventually as a new product.
Well, I can't believe there's so much work that is done before it can be converted to raw material. So if we look at nature, like a rainforest, every leaf and twig that falls down is recycled right there. And all creatures use the resources that are local to it. Whereas we are shipping recyclables to China, like you said, and faraway places for processing to be used as raw materials. So this doesn't look energy efficient, and container ships could cause oil leaks and contaminate the ocean. So what's your take on this?
Well, you bring up a good point, and I agree with you that some of these components in the process are over-exaggerated. There is some risk involved. There's no doubt the effect on nature that we would have in the environment is something detrimental were to happen. But this is something that we have cured our society to do. If we don't do this, the only other option we have is to throw it away. And we have gone so far into training our mindset into saying this can't be thrown away. That these are the options that exist as we speak today. Will there be technology different than this in the future? Hard to say. This is what we have available. We're going to do the best we can to work with it, making sure we take precautions and safety measures. And if something else comes up along the way, I think we'd be happy to entertain that option.
Well, it's very challenging. So where would you like to see the biggest change, and how can we citizens help?
The biggest change has to come from individuals like you. You're taking the initiative to teach other kids and the future of our society on the right methods and the right processes. I commend you for doing that, because they always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Fine. So if you start young, you start at the get-go and you teach everybody how to do it right at the start, you have more success. It's hard to go back and say, you have to do this now. Why? Well, because. So you have more of a challenge trying to get people to change when they're already doing something that they feel is right. Whether it's financial challenges or political challenges or legal challenges. And making them understand of why it is, why we need to do this, is also a difficult barrier. So we want to start with making sure that we tell the younger generation of what we need to do. Making sure they understand through information, web access, education, literature, tours, all those factors come into play of making sure that the person does the right thing. And for the most part, I think we are. So you're helping, we help by making sure we educate you. Society helps by sometimes just following the person because they think, well, if he's doing it, I guess we should too. We're just kind of leading ourselves into the right path. So you're helping, and this is what I think is going to benefit you, me, and society today.
I think we can all do that. Thanks, Adon, for this great discussion. We learned a lot today, and we can understand there are still challenges, but we could all take efforts to improve our recycling habits.
Thank you, Pavan. I appreciate this opportunity of having spoken with you about something important such as recycling. It means a lot to me.
Thank you very much, Adon. I'm sure that everyone has found this discussion to be as informative as I did. I hope all of you will take extra efforts to improve your recycling habits. Thank you for listening, and I will be back again with more interesting discussions. For more tips and ideas to care for our planet, check out my organization's website at greenkidsnow.org. Feel free to contact me with any questions anytime at info@greenkidsnow.org. So thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Wow. Now we hope you all understand a lot more about recycling. Great interview, Parvin. And a great topic, too, which we know Parvin is really passionate about because recycling is so important for our planet. I certainly learned a lot. How about you, team?
Definitely. Yeah.
Now, just a reminder, in case you missed last week's Wonder Words, do you know what a recycling symbol looks like?
No.
Nope.
Wait, yes. I do. Of course I do.
The three chasing arrows on the symbol represent a different component of the recycling process. The top right arrow represents a collection of recyclable materials for processing. The second arrow on the bottom right represents the recyclable being processed into recycled book products, such as new aluminium cans from an old aluminium can, notebook paper from white office paper, or a park bench from recycled plastic milk bottles.
Wow.
Yeah. The third arrow on the left represents the act of buying a product with recycled content. This is the most important step as it closes the recycling loop. Without the last step, we are pretty much just sorting out garbage for no good reason. So remember your three R's, folks. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Adon certainly is doing a fantastic job over in USA. Let's hope everyone's recycling in Australia. Now we're going to spin one quick track before defuse the news.
Life is a big invitation. Beware of nasty imitations. We're all one big relation. Come to the party, come to the party.
Drop us a line with your ideas and messages to kids@wwmn.net. And for podcasts and more information, visit primaryperspectives.info.